Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out, can't call me broke now. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need what gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey everybody, hey, what's happening? Happy Sunday. We added again a whole new week, a whole new topic. Man, and I'm happy. What's happening, co-host?
What's good? Happening world, what's good? Miss Lovely Black. Yeah, I'm happy too, man. Like, you know, life is shaping up, life is good. I had a good week, good interesting week. So yeah, I'm ready to get in, I'm ready to chop it up with the people tonight.
Yeah, I want to know about that conversation after the show last week.
y'all have y'all real talk after hours. You know what I'm saying? That's just a whole other show in itself. You know?
No, you and y'all talk. You and the awesome wife talk.
Yeah, my wife made a nice little appearance last week. You know what I'm saying? She had a nice little
right.
That was cool. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, man, last week was awesome, man. So yeah, I had an awesome week. Man, I'm on the toes of Atlanta. Man, listen, let me tell you something,
ooh,
guys. When you are out here looking for a place, and you're dealing with these people. You know, back in the day, it used to be good to go through private owners. It's no longer good to go through private owners, but sometimes you still have to cross your T's and dot your I's with these so-called realtors, et cetera, et cetera.
Wait, hold on. I'm a realtor. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, but you got to cross your T's sometimes. They all scam artists now. They all scam artists now. So it comes down. Not all of them, because you know, I got a great realtor, right? You know, she's awesome.
Okay.
You know, and like it's a, you know, moving in silence, but I'm working on this really huge project. You know what I'm saying? It's taking a lot of me, but I need to, you know, I need to start when I get back to Atlanta, and you know, I haven't told anybody, you know, when I'm going, that I'm going in a couple of days. I'm out. And, you know, my first place, right, I sat down, I found the place, and then for like 2 weeks, I was just like, you know, I'm good. I got something. I know what I'm doing. You know, I kept living there. Cool. But then I'm like, well, why is this place still up here? And I done sent you the whole thing to the market, you know.
And when I got ready to,
you know, give her the rest of the money and lock it in, she's like, well, I have been taking other applications. Now, for me, it would have been a step in the face if I didn't handle it the way I did. I didn't give her the money, direct the money to somebody that I was comfortable with, but that she was comfortable with as well. That kind of backfired a little bit. So, you know, the next one, you know, this was available. You know, she's like, well, yeah, I'm looking for the highest credit score. And I tell like I, you know, I do business, so I'm pretty decent in that area. But when I'm talking to you,
credit's
you telling me
key,
that,
but I feel you. What's up?
Right, but when you telling me that to rent something from you, right?
I look at
a lot of different factors, because you want somebody with good credit, but I'm the one that's gonna take you to court. I'm the one that's going to go give the court your rent money when you ain't fixed what you're supposed to fix in this house. And let's be honest, there's a lot of slumlords out here. And when I say slumlords, if you tell me that you want X, Y, and Z every single month and I give you that before time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I talk about that a lot. I always pay my rent before time, because you never know what's going to happen. And that's a great habit to catch, because when the first come around, it don't seem like it came so fast when you done paid it, you know, 2 weeks prior or something like that.
Yeah.
You pay it a couple months.
Yeah,
so that's
get
very,
ahead of the game.
It's a very important habit to get, right? And so, you know, most of these people, they don't fix their stuff. Like, you know, I had a million and one issues where I was, you know, within the first 3 months, you know, of being there. And so, you know, it's like, I give you your money before time, but guess what? The holidays, I couldn't even host at my house. Look how weird that was. I couldn't even host at my house during the holidays. I didn't have a stove. So... keep it in mind, when you coming at me that way, I look at you sideways. Like, you all you
but
care
you know
about
a lot of
is
times
the money.
Too, though, I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to be honest with you. And it could be, I don't know, it could be different, but I know how it is in New York. It's the owners. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, the realtor, we just the middleman. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, the owner.
Well, what they
so
want
they, the realtor is going to bring
is,
go ahead. What's up?
They want to make sure that you're going to pay on time, right? But the reason I stay away from people like that, because you don't have to have immaculate credit to pay on time. You know you need a place to stay, so you're going to pay your rent, right? When you're looking at money off top, like, oh, is this person going to pay on time every time? I look at, okay, this person just wants money. That's how I look at it. Because some of the greatest companies out here, and then I'm going to give some, I'm going to probably come up with a list for the listeners. And they like worldwide companies. Some of the greatest companies, they don't sit down and say, you know, oh, okay, it got to be this, it got to be that. They say, okay, well, you know, we cater to everybody. We understand things happen, X, Y, and Z. Got to say, I'm in the sevens.
Oh,
you know
good.
What I'm saying? Because I got
that's
knocked out. I'm in the early sevens because I got knocked out. I just checked it. I had to just check it today because I was
anything above 680
doing something
is good. I just want to put that on. You know what I'm saying? As a realtor, and just you know, for New York, you know, you gotta have 680 or above, or The owners ain't even gonna. They ain't even trying to hear what you're saying. You be making,
well, nationwide is $640 or above.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm
nationwide.
Saying. So
it's
different. I'm just saying how it is in New York. You know what I'm saying? Specifically Brooklyn.
But
that's what you gotta have.
The thing is, also be mindful. Just, you know, people, everybody is so credit conscious right now. Oh, you need good credit. Oh, you need good credit. Be mindful of who you allowing to access your stuff. Who you allow? Because then you mad. Then you like, okay, pay attention to the signs. So when you tell me that you just looking for a credit score to rent, if I was looking for something with a credit score, I would go buy. Now, granted, I just bought a rental property in December.
So
I tried to go, and I don't know. I won't know. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to buy another property. But with this project, I really didn't want to buy another property right now. You know what I'm saying? It was just not.
Okay.
So I doubt they give it to me because from December to now, you know what I'm saying? It's tight.
Okay.
And some quick education. It's not about how much money you have all of the time. Number one thing is, no matter what you're lending, you don't want to always tell them how much exactly, like everything that you make. You don't want to put that out there. Your information is sold, it's traded, it's put on file, it's put on paper. You don't really want to do that. Like, a lot of people aren't educated in finances. Now, you got some people that say, yeah, I want you to know what I got. I don't want anybody to know everything that I have. So I'm only putting a portion of my income down. And so you got to understand, like, you can have the money. I can have the money to pay for 3 houses, but I still create bills. So even though this is a rental property, I still have to account for this property. If they default, they don't pay their rent, I still got to pay it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not always about you having the money and you can pay for it. It's a lot of different things of how many houses have you brought. I done did a couple of deals. You know, you got to be mindful of all that stuff. So many deals you do in a year, you got to actually go under a company as opposed to your own social or whatever social you're using, because you can get a business social as well. So a lot of people probably don't know that, but that's a whole business education.
Now
I don't want to bore y'all. I do a lot of business, and so, you know, just some things.
But
I finally got some stuff together.
Okay, that's good. I will tell the listeners this, though, while we're talking about this. It's very important if you all are looking to just, you know, to rent, you know what I'm saying, at this point, because this is what I've been dealing with. So, you know, I got firsthand knowledge of it. Generally, you want to have, you got to have 680 or above credit. So, you know, you want to make sure you work on your credit, getting your credit score, paying your bills on time. So many people, especially in the African-American community, you know, a lot of times I don't blame us. I blame, it's technology. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be taught. It's not taught in schools, you know, purposely. You know what I'm saying? Because they want you to be a consumer. You know what I'm saying? But it should be taught in the homes. But so, long story short, you need at least 680 or above credit to even talk business, you know, as far as trying to rent a place, especially something nice. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing is, you got to need at least 40 times the rent income of whatever the rent is. So, you know, whatever that rent
40?
Is, 40 times the rent. So, you know, so the rent is, I don't have my calculator, so I'm just going to do like a little calculation.
You said for the year.
So say for the year. So, look, so what I'm saying is, say the rent is $1,200. I'm just throwing that out there. $1,200 and then times 40. So, your yearly income needs to be at least $48,000 to be able to afford that. If the rent is eight, because, you know, in New York, rent is be going.
That's only in New York. Here we do 3 times the monthly rent. Like down south, it's 3 times the monthly rent. So, you know what I'm saying? That's not, you know, but I'm pretty sure they know all that.
Yeah. So, you know, just throwing that out there for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just to be decent. So what I decided to do, right, with this project that I have looming over me, that's just eating me to pieces, because every single day I got to do something towards this project, right? It's just, but with this project, I said, man, you know what I'm about to do? I was like, I'm just gonna buy another house, and then I'll just, you know, rent it out. But I really don't need to tie anything else up right now because of what I'm doing. And the more I get in depth with the project, I'm gonna talk about it. But I was like, I don't need to tie nothing up. So I just went and found something, you know what I'm saying, today And they got with me and they went, seen it, you know, and it's like, here you go, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, look, that's going to work for me. You know what I'm saying? So let's go.
Okay, so you're like, so you're moving it.
It's like down to the wire, to the wire, man. Okay. Like, fine. Because I was like, man, what the hell am I going to do? But for me, Atlanta's home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I come here and I'm like, you know, I it's a bittersweet moment, but, you know, like, I love my peoples, but we are not the same anymore. You know what I'm saying? I've outgrown this. And then just being here is annoying to me because of the things that I'm doing. Now that's home. That's like you getting up, leaving New York. Like, New York is home.
Yeah.
You've been there for so long.
Different.
So sometimes you can do it. And sometimes you really can't. And I've tried to do this over and over and over again. And I'm like, I just need to come down here for a month. And that'll remind me, okay, this is,
you
know,
look, you family is, man.
But it's not home.
I so feel this. Yo, that's me with Cleveland. Like, I couldn't see
it's your family
moving
here,
there again. But I love to visit, though. I love, even though generally, like, when I'm going back to Cleveland, I could be going someplace else that I've never been before. But, you know, Cleveland's just home, and it's, you know, it's always good to see my family and just recharge my battery. So I totally get where you're coming from on that. I feel you 100%.
So it's an amazing week, man. Year five, I got this thing that I do, you know, outside of, you know, just completely cleaning my house and getting rid of all kind of stuff a couple times a year. Every 5 years, I replace everything in my house with the furniture and so on and so forth. And I start, you know, getting rid of stuff. So I've already started that process. And I've been swapping it out because it gives you a whole new mood. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a whole new energy.
Every time
I feel
you go harder. So this furniture I got is bittersweet memories because when I got out of the game, I lost everything. And I talked about this on some shows earlier before. I lost everything when I got out of the game. But that was the universe scripting me of what I got on the other side to show me that I can get greater doing it the right way. You know, good karma.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I always speak about good karma, doing good. Because if you go out here, you can go hit a lick, and that lick can be for $15,000, and that money going to slide right out your hand. And anything that you brought, you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? When you got that
dirty money.
You know, good intention. So, you know, everything that I got with dirty money, I lost it all and I started over. And so this was in 2015, I think, 2014. And so then I went and bought all new furniture and all that stuff. And it was cute, but now I've outgrown it. So now it's time to redo, you know, and just really get what I want. So with the house, with the actual house, my house, you know, I want to have, you know, the right furniture. So this is just, you know, me getting to Atlanta, getting back situated type situation. And, yeah, it's just been a lot. So I've been, like, shopping. Like, crazy.
Hectic week.
And, I'm like, you know what, let me just get it out of the way because I ain't going to do it no more, like, for a couple years. So I've been in this whole
put
house.
Your flag down for a minute.
Oh, man, that thing is put up. I'm like, man, I have not shopped this much.
No, but I'm saying you're putting down your flag. What I mean by that is you're gonna stabilize the floor, you know, for a little moment because, you know, I feel you've been moving. You've been shaking and moving. You've been moving and shaking. You know what I'm saying? I call him a gypsy. You know what I'm saying? I got a homeboy. I swear, he's trying to stay in all 50 states. Shout out to my home.
Well, no, because, you know, I only went, you know, Florida to Georgia type.
No,
thing.
No, I'm
Florida
just saying,
to Georgia.
Yeah, I got
you. Know?
But
it's expensive to do this. And I was just talking to my buddy today, and I was telling him, I said, this ish is so expensive that you would slap me if you know what I spent coming from Georgia to Florida and back. Like,
but you know what, you can't put a
you
can't
like
put
that.
A price tag on the right mind state. You know what I'm saying? So you might have took
right,
a loss.
Right. That's
years,
you
but
said.
Your happiness is key. You know what I'm saying? So money means a lot, but it's not everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. And then you know, I'm a rap dude. Nas said this one quote. When he say up down. What do you say? Up, down, up, play with cash. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, like, it's meant. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
Yeah. So you got to play with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not like, mad about it. Because guess what? It's certain people that wouldn't even be able to do this in the manner that I did it. You know, they'll catch catch a bus or something and get there and leave everything behind. You know, I've been completely nomad and just picking everything up. Like, all right, let's go here. You know, okay, well, we're going back. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of thousands, in 6 months. Like, I would be here 7 months this month, March 1st. No, it was like 15. So, like, 6.5 months, man. 6.5 months. Like,
I've been with you.
Well over 10 bands just on the move. Yeah. Well over 10 bands just on these moves. So, it's crazy. I don't want to do it no more. You know, I'm chilling. I'm focused. And it's okay. I'm not trying to spend anything else. Like, really, I'm on
a
hiatus when I say that.
Yeah, you're on a hiatus.
Huh?
But yo, Atlanta, I'm happy for you. I'm happy you're moving back, man. I told you, man, I got such a strong connection. Like, cause I need a vacation like yesterday. So I might slip down to ATL pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? Just for a couple of days, just to. Like I said, I love the Western.
Little Five Points.
Get down on from Peach Street. You know what I'm saying? Peach Street and chill out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, I love Atlanta, man. I love the culture. You know what I'm saying? And that's my roots. So, of course.
Awesome stuff, man. So. I'm feeling good. You feeling good. I don't know how I'll be feeling next weekend, so please don't take it off my head. I'm telling you now. Next weekend, you know, weekend after next, I might be a little exhausted, but the weekend after next, I know I'll be happy because I know how I move. But, man, tonight's topic, can good sex cloud your vision? Now, I left it open like this because I wanted y'all to wonder what I was talking about. Like, what is she talking about? Can it cloud your vision? Well, I'm glad. But first of all, let me see. Where we at? What are our stats, man? Let's give a shout-out to our top five. We haven't done that in a couple of weeks. To our top five, let's give these guys a shout out. United States is still holding it down with the majority of our listeners, and California is taking. We have 60% of our United States listeners in California right now. California is climbing like no other. Like, wow. Salute to California. Salute to all of our folks in California that's listening, that's tuning in, that's going and listening to old archive shows. We really appreciate it. Make sure you check out the commercials. You never know what you're going to hear. United Kingdom, Republic of Korea is still in there.
Wow.
Still holding on.
Not
Italy,
Republic of Korea.
France.
Paris.
Those are our top five. Of course, we have listeners all over, everywhere. So we thank each and every one of you. We go through the top five listeners. The top five countries, that's tuning in right now. And you guys are consistent on here. You guys are, I wonder what we saying at the Republic of Korea.
Stealing, I know. Republic, go figure. But, yo, I'm happy, man. Shout out. I'm looking at my map right now. Checking y'all out.
I guess they like the craziness. I don't know. But, Salute to all of you, man. Salute to California, man. I'm rocking with y'all, California. Make sure you get at me. Let's do some business because you guys are really going hard out here in California. So, can sex cloud your vision? Listen, you ever heard a man say or your homie say, you know how me and brag. Well, I put it on her, man. She ain't going nowhere.
Put it down.
You know, I'm going to go and put it on her and put it down and, you know, she brought me this. Or, you know, like men be like, oh, yeah, my girl brought me this. Or, you know, my girl, she went and, you know, brought me that. Or, you know, she paid the phone bill. You know, like when men say that's a cloudy vision, right? And I'm going to tell you why it's a cloudy vision, but that's what I mean. When women be like, oh, you know, he brought me this, or, oh, he did that, you know what I'm saying? That's cloudy vision. Yes, men are supposed to take care of women, but I'll explain how that gets to be cloudy vision. Or, you know, men, there's a saying, a man can cheat on a woman 20 times and a woman won't leave, but a woman cheat on a man one time and he's done.
Oh,
so
yeah,
when you see these
true.
Men and they done got cheated on, right, they in love,
oh, yeah.
love. You know what I'm saying? Love, love. So
at
that point.
You're talking about the ones that got cheated on and the guy stays?
The men that got cheated on, they in love, love. They like, oh,
but,
I ain't going to watch. Like,
but
she doing what she's
doing. But he stayed. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what you're talking about, right?
But he stayed.
Yeah, yeah, right? So
yeah.
She cheated on him,
yeah.
And the guy stayed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It happens. Not a lot, but you got some men that's just really cloudy. You know, like, you know, the sex good. She doing everything. You know what I'm saying? She's enticing his mind. She's, you know, she's playing that game
with
his head.
She just swerved.
You know, like,
she just swerved a little bit.
Like, you know, yeah, just a little bit. You know, whatever the case may be. But that's what I mean. Can sex cloud your vision? You know, you sleeping with this man and, you know, he really don't want to be with you. He ain't going to never really be with you. You know it, but you just got that one piece of hope in your heart that he going to be with you. So you still just do any and everything because you're a piece of meat to him. His sex is good. So your vision is clouded that you're not going to get anywhere with this situation. Or when you try to bring harm to somebody because they don't want to give you sex, can sex cloud your vision? Hell yes. Yes. Have you ever had your vision clouded by somebody you were dealing with good sex?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I just wanted to make sure. All right, so, yeah, I could say that. You know, like, I put it like this. I could say I was just clouded, like I wasn't, I guess for me to really clarify it is this. So to answer your question now, can good sex blur your vision? No, because at the maturity level I'm at now, I wrote down two quotes. One is from 50 Cent, right? 50 Cent said, don't chase women, chase money, the hoes come with it. So I'm totally living by that right now. The second quote is Jay-Z, money over bitches, niggas stick to the script. That was Jay-Z before Beyonce, but anyway. You know what I'm saying? So those things I live by so much, you know what I'm saying, to now, no. But back in the day, yeah, that shit was clouding my business. Shit was good, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was walking around and maybe not being on my business or not, you know, giving full commitment to a relationship I was in at the time and all types of shit. So, yeah, I've been clouded, you know what I'm saying? But the shit was good. I don't have no regrets. But it, you know, once you get to a certain age and you've lived, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said don't ever get married too early. You know what I'm saying? Live your life, man. Get these, I don't want to say demons because it's just what it is, but, you know, get all those things that you want to do out of your system. So now when you do get married or you have a family now, because look, as a man, you're never going to lose that urge. That urge is always going to be there. You're always going to see something like, damn, I'll knock that down. Or, you know, like, she gave me some rhythm. God damn, I might have to just, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got too much to lose. You know what I'm saying? And too much to lose when it's like comes to just respect and especially like family, because I'm real big on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what I mean by that is you don't want to go out of your way. You don't want to be lying and doing this, saying you're going to be here and then doing this and then lying to the other person that you might be cheating with and telling them that you're single when you know you're not, you know what I'm saying? And that just gets ugly, you know what I'm saying? So that's when you're doing too much. You're going out of your way to, you know, now your vision is being blurred, like you just said. But, you know, things happen, you know, I guess a lot of times. So I'm just saying you shouldn't just go out of your way. I'm just going to put it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a happily married man. But never go out of your way for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, things happen. Things happen for a reason. But when you're doing too much, like you said, karma and stuff like that, that's when your vision gets blurred. So, but I have been at a time in my life where, hell yeah, I was doing the most. You know what I'm saying? Doing the most. But, you know, like I said, I definitely had no regrets because I had some good times doing the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now I'm just like, how we was talking earlier, you know, I'm just so business-minded now. It's just so many more things that I want out of life. And, you know, I don't want to never have to be confined to, like, a 9-to-5 again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really value my time. And to really get to where I want to go, you know, I got to have my time available. And to have my time available, I got to be on top of my hustle. You know what I'm saying? I got to be on top of my grind so I can have the finer things in life, but have the thing that you can't buy back, which is time. You know what I'm saying? I was just talking to some of my homeboys about that earlier today, you know, so to speak. So, you know, that's how I feel. And then I do have a couple of fellas, you know what I'm saying? A couple of my homeboys that's like, you know, I see their vision get clouded by women. I'm like, damn, like, dude, if you just kind of just focus a little bit more and not just be so flirty with every single female that smiles in your face, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes they just can't help it, man. Like, I got a homeboy, that's just his charm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere you go with him, he's going to, like, you know what I'm saying? He always going to just make a woman smile, and he loves that, you know what I'm saying? And they, you know what I'm saying? That's just him, you know what I'm saying? That's just his nature. But you can't just let it cloud your vision, you know what I'm saying? Because it'll hinder your progress, you know what I'm saying? So I know it's kind of like a long answer, but, you know, that's my answer to the question.
Guest call in, 646-787-1839. You know, that's the Professor Young OG answer. So, listen, let me tell you something. Like, can that cloud your vision? Okay, so, like, listen, for 90-something percent people, it can, right? Because most people are dealing with the situations that they're dealing with because of sex. He married, but he messing around on his wife, and he can't let this little side thing go because the sex good, right? Sex plays a valuable role in how you, you know, interact in the bedroom with your mate, right? So the side chick, she climbing on the wall, she doing backflips. The sex got his mind clouded. He know he got to be home by 10, but he leaving your house at 2. Man, we went out, we was drinking. You coming up with every excuse under the book. And just to show us she taking these excuses, you going to keep coming up with them, okay? Sex is clouding his vision because this woman is doing all of this because she's not yours, right? This man is doing all of this because he's not yours. When they do not belong to you, they going to do everything in their power to make sure that you happy until you get them. And then you see the real them, because you don't know them until
that's
you facts. Live with them. You know, that's
exactly.
Their representative,
super
period,
facts.
Right?
Super facts. Super
so,
facts.
So,
super
so,
facts.
So you head over heels, your brain is clouded in this situation. Brother, go home. Go home to your wife. That's your wife. You married her for a reason.
Or go home
marriage
to your family.
It takes hard work. You feel me? You're going to fall in and out of love.
Right.
But it's about
who's
staying the test of time. You ain't going to like her every day, all day. But guess what? You got to get past those I don't like her stage and take ass home. Do the right thing. For your wife, you got a family here, somebody that's been, you know what I'm saying, riding with you. Man, if that's who you with, then be right by that person or let that person go. Because if you know genuinely that you ain't going to be with that person, look, let that shit go. Don't play no games. Because when you get to be with the person that you really want to be with, bro, they gonna lie to you. They gonna lie to you. They gonna do all kind of things, but they ain't
karma.
Gonna do right by you because you done drug somebody else. So, you know, positive karma, man. I say this all the time. Positive karma. You gotta stay positive, right? But a long time ago, right, I had this guy, man, and I'm talking about this man had my head so gone. You hear me? And I was like tripping. Nipping, everything, and whatever he wanted to do, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? And I was head over heels. And the way that hurt was set up at the end, I vowed to myself I would never allow anybody to put me in that position ever again in life. Not to be, you know, a sex crate. You know what I'm saying? So trust and believe in me. There's some people out here with some great sex. You know what I'm saying? And I know one or two of them. But here's the thing about that. Once you start taking control of your mind, your own mind and what you want.
This is very important.
It's a temporary feeling. Yes, it's great. But what else comes along with that person is not great. Focus on what's coming along with that person. See if that person is going to change those ways. Because you giving me sex ain't going to cut it. That ain't you got to do more than that. And that's what makes me different from the rest. That's what sets me apart from the rest. You got to come with more than good sex. And to be honest, back in the day, like 10 years ago, that's all women had to offer for real. But that's all women had to offer because that was the foundation that in which we were built on, in which we were raised on. Women, you come to the table with your sex, you come to the table with your cleaning skills, your cooking skills, and all that. So when the grandmas start getting younger and younger, and these women didn't understand how to cook, they don't know how to clean up, they don't know how to do none of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then it became, okay, here's the flip around. She know how to go to work. So let her go to work, and then he be the bitch.
Yeah.
He going to sit at home. He going to do what he got to do. He going to make sure things are straight. You know, it flips around, in time.
Yeah, society
listen,
kind of flips.
If you settle for that, then that's what you settle for. You can get the whole package if more people stop settling. Because y'all still having sex. Y'all in relationships are still having sex. I read a statistic. 50% of married people have an extra partner on the side. Y'all still having sex. So whether you with somebody or not, I think we have to get out of that feeling of being alone. You got to know how to be by yourself in order to love somebody else. Stop shuttling. Stop wasting people. Okay? Because the sex is good, so you're going to sit there, but you he ain't got nothing else to offer. She ain't got nothing else to offer, man. Just some good sex, man. Ain't nothing to offer, man.
After a while, too, that'll get old, because you've done it. So if they don't have nothing else to bring to the table after that,
what is the
relationship good for?
Bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So
listen, man, telling you, man, Buddy had my head so wide open. Like, so wide open, man. So, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you. I just moved to Atlanta, man, and he's from Atlanta. And I said at that point, I'll never want to date nobody else from Atlanta. Let me tell you something. Them jokers, yeah.
The turnout.
That joker was dressed from head to toe. You hear me? He was clean. I'm talking about coordinated a hat, matched the belt, that matched the shoes. Okay, my God. When I tell you that man had that thing, man. Man, I was so gone for like 2 years over this man. No matter what he did, no matter how much we argued, I'm going back. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm done with you. It ain't even going to get to the next day. All right, I ain't done. I'm sorry. Like I was really gone. I was really,
really. So when did you wake up?
Like all in.
So how did you get over this?
Listen, because we kept repeating the cycle, and I realized that I kept going back for said reason. You feel me? I realized that the situation was not going to ever get better, and at this point, I'm running into women that's now, when you're dealing with somebody for so long, eventually the women going to come out. Women that's been quiet, that ain't never came out, that ain't never told nothing on you. She done been around a little too long. Let me see what's going on over there. They going to start coming out. They going to start talking. They going to start, that jealousy kicks in. So when that started happening, I started, really, really, really trying to push back on them. Like, I'm good. But, the more I pushed, the more he was pulling. Like, Greg, come on. And I was going, and I was like, wait a minute. Like, I had to go out of town for business, and I was going for like 6 weeks. And I just really just, I didn't call his phone. I had put his number
so
on call.
So took that little time apart.
Like,
really.
I had to really just detox myself for these 6 weeks. And then at that point, when I came back, I said, I'm going to go as long as I can without calling him. And he didn't know I was back. And so when I finally called him, it was just like, okay, I feel a little better. Welcome aboard, Smooth. How you doing on Sunday?
Well, man, Smooth made his introduction. That's the theme music coming through.
Don't hide from the day.
Yo. Smooth.
I had to hide from it. Well, that Joker had me. That he had my head gone. That's the last time anybody ever put me in that situation. But he was a good dude, you know, for the most part. He was decent, put it like that. But that thing had my head gone, man. And I was like, man, I wasn't doing stuff that I was supposed to be doing, man. I wasn't handling my business right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was really affecting me. Like, the long way.
Sex can definitely get
he wanted me to break everything down and just incorporate him in everything that I was doing. Like, period. Everything got to be incorporated with you. Nah, I couldn't do that.
That's the part where you're working on somebody's mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was there.
Jedi mind tricks.
Look what I missed.
Well, they be like, I'm from Atlanta, I'm going the other way. Can good sex cloud your vision? I said he was from Atlanta, so I was out of there.
Oh, man, shit, I done had so many crazy bitches. Fuck. Yeah, sex can cloud your vision. The fuck you talking about? That's the topic?
Has your vision been clouded? How about that?
Has my vision been clouded by sex? Yeah, I was like a teenager. You fucking with some old bitches had me fucked up.
I said the same thing.
Woo! Oh, look. Same thing. Man, they had this one old bitch. She was pimping my ass out. I didn't even realize. That bitch right there. I'm thinking at the particular time like that, man, my dick must be popular. Because she just kept running these hoes on me. Kept running these old bitches on me. Little did I know this one was getting paid.
Oh, because you said, wow, really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, she pimped me. She got me, the old bitch.
I didn't even know.
Yeah,
huh?
She got me. I didn't know shit. I just thought my dick was popular.
Meanwhile, she's making money off.
But you know, when you're young, the only thing you want to do is catch a nut anyway.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's all I want to do. I wake up in the morning.
You can't even say
right,
when you're young, because there's grown men that's in their late 30s, late 30s, early 40s, and that's all they want.
I'm sorry. I thought y'all asked me the question. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm talking about me.
You said when you're young.
Yeah.
When I was young, motherfucker. Me.
In the last 10 years, you have not been with one woman. Her sex was so good that she clouded your vision.
In the last 10 years, fuck no. Man, I'm a hoe. In the last 10 years, what you talking about? Nigga, think about it. All my relationships is poly. It's multiple bitches. Like, no, not in the last 10 years. Now, if you want to go back 25, 26, yeah. Woo! But in the last 10 years, nah, man, my dick caused me little problems. That's why I'm a transform and become a nun and just be abstinent from sex.
Too late for that shit, boy.
Oh, kiss my ass.
You a bit too late.
man, look, hey, I tried to do my Jedi mind trick on a bitch not too long ago. I ran up on a Caribbean bitch, boy, that pussy was so good. I was like, whoa, giggity. And I came in that bitch many times and shit. But she got a friend. You know what I'm saying? She asked me if I had some friends. I ain't got no friends out here no more. So I'm like, man, nah, not really. I seen that bitch. That bitch was so fine. I was trying to hit. Yeah, no mama wasn't having that. She kicked me out the house and blocked my number at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was like a few days ago.
And wait, hold on. What type of chick you said she was? You said
Caribbean. West Indies.
Oh, you said Caribbean. Oh, yeah. Oh, bro.
Ooh.
Bro. You say,
well,
oh, hey, man.
I
come
fucked up, though, because, like, that's what
you
was good.
Look, yo, you come to Brooklyn, man? Oh, man. Turn it out there. They will. Good sex.
Why is it that women are more cloudy than on this show? Why do you feel that a woman can't get to you in that manner, Smooth? Like, why do you feel like, you know, you are unstoppable?
For one, anybody can get God. Let's get this one thing straight. Get God.
Okay.
But it's a hustle. Like, regardless of fact, what people say, it's a hustle on your emotion. Because sex is emotional. Regardless of fact, motherfuckers be like, oh, man, it's physical. No. Because, like, once I get in your head or once I do something that you like to the point where a motherfucker ain't never did that to you before, it's emotional. I said that you become indebted to that one service that they provided for you, emotionally speaking, because if a motherfucker just do something, you feel it. It's your feelings is still your emotions. It's part of your fucking emotions. So, in that aspect, right now, I haven't been gotten. I ain't gonna say that it can't happen, but just at this particular time, man, my fucking skill level is
giggity.
You see what I'm saying? But look, that's the difference between when I was 12 years old, 13 years old, to, you know, 36. I done been through some shit. I done seen some shit. I done experienced some shit. But that don't mean I'm not going to run across a motherfucker that can get these toes curling and have my nose wide open talking about, boy, I'm about to follow this booty. How you doing, baby? How you doing? You okay, baby? I love you.
I've been giving boomerang type shit, huh?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fucking boomerang. Eddie Murphy told him, curl. Eddie Murphy was in the bed like, this bitch curl.
But okay, so but you made the point that you made the point that I was trying to see. So just like me going through celibacy, right? That has built like other than the hurt that I went through, you know, back in like 2012 or whatever. Like I've had great sex since then. I really have. I've had some great sex since then, but the mind control that I have, I do not allow it to affect me in that manner because I look at the overall package as opposed to, you know, the sexual portion of this package. I'm not having it. I'm not. You're not gonna get me. So I pay attention. You know what I'm saying? And then men, women are so easy. Let me repeat this. Women are so easy these days that men don't have the attention span to keep up the consistency that it requires to get in my head.
No.
Women are so
easy. It's just too many of y'all. Like, you got the game fucked up when you say the word easy. Don't use the word easy. It's just that the game just is too oversaturated. We're pussy. Y'all outnumber us now. Which means we don't have to put in the work that we used to. Why? Because y'all outnumber us. Meaning, all
right,
bitch, if you want
right.
to ask the way
but,
you ask,
but you don't. But you have men that do. You have men that do. And when you run into that man that puts in the work, to be with you, that's who gets your attention. For me, it's consistency. It's not even about how big it is or how good it is. It's the consistency with me. If we run it all the time, then you got me attentive. If you there and you give it to me a couple of days and then you disappear and I don't see you for a month or so like that, look, out of sight, out of mind. You know, I learned to block it. So it's like, you know, I could sit down and not have, if I done sat down for 11 months and I done went from November, I can block my head to do whatever I want to do. I have the control. I have the control to do what I want to do, you know. So that's what I mean, easy and weak. Because some women get some good wood and they just go crazy. They don't have mind control. They don't know how they get dogged out. They let men dog them out and just be like, "Well, I've been doing it for so long, but he's been giving it to me. Oh my God, what am I gonna do?" It's like withdrawal. They addicted to it. You know, he ain't gonna never give you what you want because you're too easy.
A lot of times too.
I'm not trying to be in a relationship with the bitch. I'm just trying to fuck.
Yeah, but
they want
a
relationship. So a man gonna say what he gotta say to keep getting it going.
No, I'm just gonna fuck you until it's over. Like, for one, once I catch one or two nuts, man, that's a wrap. Look, bitch, I don't really give a fuck about your feelings no more. Sucks to be you.
Well, I
really
too,
sucks to be you.
What were you saying, Mo?
I was gonna say too. It's a powerful thing too. For a man, when he can kind of control his lustfulness in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because women, a lot of times, they'll throw the bait at you, man. They'll throw that bait, and it's up to you if you're going to take that bait. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, that could just get you off your game. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, I've had opportunities where I could have just, and like I said, once again, I'm a happily married man. I just want to put that in quotations. But I have had opportunities where I know. Like, she really, like, throwing some signals at me, you know what I'm saying? But I just didn't take the bait. A lot of times it could be in a
a work situation where you're like, nah, if I do this, shit gonna be awkward as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, just all types of different things. So you got to know when it's good and when it's not. Because a lot of times, like I said, I have...
Even with all that situation, you can still hit a girl and it's garbage and you're like, oh, man, I wasted my time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wasted getting caught, trying
I
not to get caught. But when it's good, when it's good to a man, when you doing, listen, I know, when you doing what you doing to a man, that's going to keep a man coming. He going to hate you. He going to never, ever deal with you again. He hates your girl. He going to tell everybody everything. And then a couple months later, he right back there like, that shit, your pride, that shit, your whatever it needs to be. So you know, I got somebody in my life that... I got somebody in my life that the people, I'm assuming the people that got the most powerful sex to him, he has them permanent. He has them permanently in his life. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
you know,
yeah.
men do things like that. You going to do whatever you got to do to keep, you know, a person around you. And then, you know, you got these women that they want you to tell them the truth about everything. They want you to tell them everything that's going on. So you going to straight up lie to them. Okay, you're going to lie to them through and through. You know what I'm saying? You're going to tell them enough of the truth and then twist the lie. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to believe you. Because when a woman is sex struck, she's going to believe whatever you tell her. Period.
Yeah, but I can't do that
anymore.
I'm going to say that. That's the part. That's the part that I was talking about. I can't do that no more. I can't just tell a woman what they want to hear just to get, because that shit will backfire. It's a reason why they say it's a thin line between love and hate. She loving you now. You telling her everything you want to hear, but especially the sex is good or whatever, and then you see all emotional thinking like, oh, we got something going here, and then she find out you got a wife and kids and all this stuff. When this shit gets fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Now she's a woman scorned, and now she's gonna like try to just fuck your whole shit up, especially if you work with her or whatever the case. Why you seeing so many sexual harassment things going on with NFL players, NBA players, because of shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, you can't always just take the bait. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta be like, you know what?
Nigga, I don't know what type of honest bitch you fuck with, but I'm honest with these hoes. These hoes still go crazy. Like, nigga,
what I'm
like,
say.
Wait a minute, bitch.
Yeah,
I told
you
this is the fuck thing. Why you at my house? Hey, look.
I told
it's 2019. Look, the only way to get rid of the crazy bitch is to beat that bitch. Get that hoe with a car.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm not
trying to put
myself
with a car, nigga. That's gonna fire.
Domestic violence is not promoted. You should not
beat
women.
We're not doing that.
I didn't say that. I said I was gonna hit him with a car. That's not domestic violence. First of all, we're not in a relationship. You are stalking me. Okay? You are committing a crime against me. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to call the police on you, bitch.
So you gonna hit it with a car?
That's right. Hey, y'all niggas ain't never had y'all shoes sit on fire while wearing them. Thank you very much.
Whoa.
God damn it. Y'all
see?
Fuck around laughing, joking, shit, talking about,
I'm trying to say that, bitch.
Whatever.
Yo, see?
When that bitch trying to hit you with a car? Like,
that's
y'all
my whole point, man.
I got hit by two cars.
For her, what you just said? She said your shoes on fire while you was wearing them? That's what we're scoring, bro.
So that's the thing.
So
I ain't lying. I was honest with the bitch. See, the honesty is a motherfucker. When you be honest with a bitch, it hurts because the honesty hurts. So regardless of fact, if you're going to be honest with her or lie to her, she's still going to be hurt.
Hold on. It's a different smooth because now you saying maybe like, all right, look, she caught you in
the
lie.
I got my shit set on fire, but he talking about the difference.
What I'm trying to say is this. Crazy. All right, look. What I'm just trying to say is this. If you keeping it thorough from jump, she should know what it is. But I'm just trying to say.
No,
to,
Dick,
and I
Dick
don't say,
let you know that. Dick lots of bitches.
No, I don't want to say that you did this, but I'm just saying. But then if she catch you or like, all right, say not even saying that you lied to her, but you like you just didn't tell her the truth on certain things. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of kept it real vague. And then all of a sudden, now you tell the truth. Like, I'm keeping honest with you. But she don't like your honesty because it's like, oh, that's information you could have just told me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. That's where the miscommunication
came from.
Have you
not listened to anything I've said over the last few weeks? Nigga, do I sound like the type of nigga that lies to her, bitch?
Nah. I'm just saying.
I say crazy shit on purpose.
All right. But, well, I'm just saying you said she set your shoes on fire.
Dick, make these hoes sick.
All right, look. I'm just saying, what you said.
How many times you went crazy over a nigga?
Who? How many times have I been crazy over dude?
Right. When a nigga, the nigga was honest with you and everything, hey, don't forget about you trying to kill the
hoes. Wait, hold on, Black. No,
I ain't never ever went crazy when you was honest and told me that I'm not. Now, I done went crazy being, you know, your folks and, yeah, but not just on some humbug, like, he told me.
Yeah, so that's what I just wanted to just put clear, just talking to Black. So, Miss Lovely Black, if somebody kept it real 100% with you, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm different. You
didn't go crazy because you kept it, because the person kept it 100%.
No, but
honest.
I know somebody right now, that this man ain't never been in a relationship with them, just been sleeping with them for like 15 years and, you know, whatever the case may be, and, you know, snipped up and had a kid and X, Y, and Z. They still do what they want to do, sleep with who they want to sleep, won't give them a relationship. It's nothing. They know he doing whatever he want to do, and that joker is penis crazy. Penis crazy. Period.com. Penis crazy. You know he ain't finna be with you. He go stay with everybody else. You got a house, but yeah, you can't keep him there in your house. You can't even figure out how to get him there and how to keep him there, and how to keep him in a relationship. Like he don't want to be with you at all. He didn't have the kids. He done did everything, but he gonna go back. Cause as a woman, listen, when you open that notice to a man, you know, especially if it's some kind of good, as long as you've been sleeping with him, you know how to please him, X, Y, and Z, he gonna go back and get it. That don't make you no special. How a man treats you is what makes you special. If he says, okay, you know what, I'm gonna stop doing this, I'm gonna stop hurting you, I'm gonna stop, you know, X, Y, and Z, it's gonna be all about me and you. That's when he cares. That's when you should be like, okay, this, I'm going all in. Stop going on. Women have a habit of going all in with a man that don't want them.
Oh,
what a man that's not showing it.
Look, R. Kelly's still in jail.
You know what?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Like, God damn, you
well,
still
we
in jail?
I thought, wait. Whoa,
go
whoa,
ahead.
Whoa,
take
whoa,
it away.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Take it away.
Right, yeah, let's get into that. Nice transition, smooth. So this is my favorite part of the show. This is going to be the world-famous chopper right here. So let's just get right into it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, R. Kelly. What's really good with R. Kelly? Like, I haven't been following the story. I heard that he was indicted or whatever, but then I heard a rumor that he paid $1 million and got out on bail. Like, what's the situation? Like, do y'all know what's going on?
Fennec Stillinger. They posted a bail. They had the bail hearing Saturday. It's $1 million, $250,000 per person that's charging. That's four people. That's $1 million, right?
Yeah.
So $100,000. He ain't got the $100,000. So Nick's still in jail.
He don't have that to pay to get out?
Fuck no. What was the last time that nigga came out with something successful? That nigga broke.
That, I don't know. I don't know.
Listen to how it makes sense, right? No, it do add up. Because you got to look at the other side of this, right? Everybody been knew R. Kelly been doing this, right? But R. Kelly been paying these people off. He been paying these families off. He been paying all these folks off, right? They can't get no more money because he ain't got no money. Now they want to go public. Now they want to make lifetime, you know, movies and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
If we already said from before.
Oh, shit. Somebody phone fucked up.
We already said from before that
there's
a bigger thing behind them coming out with these movies and all of this stuff. It's all about money, man. These people don't really care.
Wow.
The main people that's running saying that their daughter's there and he holding them hostage and he can't, their daughter can't see them, and you telling all this BS to the public. She was right there. She was right there at his barn hearing to support him. You know what I'm saying? It's all about money. He can't give him the money that he was giving him no more.
What y'all saying?
So now you want to ruin his career.
But like, at the same time, you got to go by liquidated cash too, because I know for certain I'm worth a lot of fucking money, but I don't have a lot of money in my personal bank account. You see what I'm saying? So it could be the fact that a motherfucker got to liquidate some shit as well in order to get the $100,000.
Ooh, yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, I can see that. Okay, that.
And then you
got to
be
right.
mindful because if they win court, if they win and he's found guilty, then they can come at him for monetary gain. So he still has to play it smart. So whoever is handling his business is actually smart about it because if he can't come up with the money like that. Yeah, he can't come up with the money like that. Then you can't press him about no money if they find him guilty and y'all win. You can't really press him about no money because he ain't got it. So he's really being smart overall about the situation. Yeah. But it's all boiling down to money. You know what I'm saying? And that's black people. That's what we do to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, you knew your daughter was fucking. Y'all was taking your daughter to him. You taking him to the studio. You know all of this happening. You want to be a part of it. They said a lady did not want to interview anybody that had something positive to say about R. Kelly. You know, you wanted this documentary to show him that as he was a monster. And these women around here talking about, but what if it was your child? But yeah, you was fucking at 15. Who was you fucking? You was fucking at 14. And all y'all, and you can't tell me that you 38 and you got an 18-year-old daughter. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't did, you were not there turning up. So I think, you know, we need to turn mirrors to ourselves. Yes, it's wrong to sleep with underage women. Yes, it's wrong to do what it is that you're doing, but these parents enabled this to happen. So when you got parents that enable it to happen, they're not doing this to white people because white people have been doing this from God knows how long. Look at the Bill Clinton spiritual healer or whatever. That's in the news. You know, he blew up when he did an interview with Oprah. He did an interview with Oprah, and he just got arrested for running one of the largest child sex slave trades in Brazil. You know what I'm saying? You get these women and you get these little girls and they have babies and you sell them to couples around the world and you kill the little girls after they done had so many babies, man. You know what I'm saying? Like look, this been going on. People know about this. People know what's going on in this world. We just feel like we shocked because we so silly. We don't want to educate ourselves on what's going on out here. That's why we so stuck into what they taught us. And so when you get stuck in what they taught us and what they teach you in school, and you ain't going forth to try to learn and better yourself, then you're going to be blindsided and you're going to be the follower that they need you to be and get all hyped up behind this crazy shit.
Well, I will say this to your point is R. Kelly, he did used to make a lot of money with tours. And ain't nobody checking for R. Kelly tour right now because it's just a bad look. You know what I'm saying?
No, because they went down. He was supposed to go do something at Atlanta. They went and shut it down. They went and shut it down. Like now you done came out. You're not giving them no money. So you dumb mad now. So you dumb mad now. You want to do everything under the sun.
Money. It's either you making money or you spending money. If he's not making money, he's spending money. The nigga got all these fucking rental properties, and I don't understand. If you have the money to buy the shit, own the shit, rent the shit out.
Right.
They got motherfucking mansions in Atlanta they rent out. You know what that means, dumbass? That means you could do the same thing. You could buy a fucking mansion and rent that bitch out when you ain't in that motherfucker. But no, you want to rent
Airbnb.
It. Right, exactly, like a dumbass motherfucker. If you ain't selling, you buying. So why the fuck you ain't the one selling?
Here comes the baby mama, the one who did the prompt to on this the ex-wife. Now you know what I'm saying, you want to say he owes you all this money and back pay, and if he don't pay up, he going to jail. Now you bitter. You just trying to reach for fame. You know, Adria, whatever her name is. Now I like her.
How old is that daughter?
I don't know how old they kids still together.
Yeah, man, I think that baby. I think that child grown, nigga. Bitch ain't getting nothing.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Wow.
I like her on Hollywood Exes, but it just seems like that's what fame do to you. When you start getting money and that money dry up, you got to find a way. There's people that's in the background that's pushing you to come forth with dirt, right? They pushing you. Listen, I remember when Charles Barkley made the comment about, you know, he don't want no big girl shouldn't do porn or something like that. And at the time, you know what I'm saying, when I was, they was reaching out to all of us, asking us to go on TMZ to speak against Charles Barkley. They was asking all, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got people, you got to understand what's going on the backside. When, as soon as you got a story, you got a white man behind it trying to get something and try to blow it up to make it bigger. And the coons want to follow through because you're going to get a little piece of the pie. But who's going to benefit from this, right? So this coon that did this whole R. Kelly documentary, this lady that did this whole R. Kelly documentary, you know, oh, she wanted to bring awareness. But guess what? She got paid because she didn't do it for free. But guess who ultimately ate? The white people, because all of the people tuned into Lifetime to watch this three series. You know what I'm saying? You got people, you got the white people behind it pushing their agendas, and they're going to try to destroy a black man every corner that you turn. Where is the Weinstein, the Howard Weinstein documentary? Where is all of these other folks' documentary? Where is this? What are they talking about? I ain't heard nothing about the man that went, the white boy that went, Dylan, whoever, went in the church and killed seven black people. Where is the documentaries on that? You know what I'm saying? But for us, we so quick to want to jump up and be heard and be seen and get some fame, we going to go and do what we have to do. So as I said, yes, it is wrong for him to sleep with underage women, but you had a lot of people aiding and abetting this, and he been doing this, and all of a sudden it's a huge push right now for this to happen. Now you wondering why your income tax check's short, because they was doing all kind of bullshit, passing all kind of shit while they got y'all attention on R. Kelly when it ain't nothing that you can do about it, but everybody want to comment about R. Kelly. Everybody got something to say. Come on, man. You got to wake up and stop being a force behind these folks' agenda. You know what I'm saying? And do your own thing. Listen, I don't want to have no show bashing or making no fame for degrading any of my people. That's just not going to happen. Period.
Yeah.
Financial literacy is a motherfucker. Hold up.
Yeah, no. That's true.
Hold up.
That's true.
Like, the thing is, man, your tax returns, depending on if you have a business or not, is going to be smaller if you look at your check. If you see those extra $30 to $50 on your check and you add that shit up for every other week or every week for the damn month, and then you actually divide that motherfucker, like, yeah, the money that you used to get, you already got. That's why your fucking checks are smaller. Let it go.
These are folks that don't, like, I got businesses. And my returns ain't small, but you know, when other persons
that's not
enough saying
motherfuckers who ain't got businesses. If you got businesses, you're
right.
Pay. But
here's the thing:
they
have reduced the amount that they giving out for earned income credit. They've reduced all kind of amounts, right? For this to happen, they have to vote on it. For them to vote on it, and for you to know about it, you gotta pay attention. Okay, so all of these things have been done, and these people that ain't got no business, they sit down like, man, my tax return $3,000 shorter than what it was, and I'm $5,000 short than what it was. Well, go get you a business, because what this president is trying to teach you is, if you go out here and make something and try to do something,
yeah,
we're going to give you a
that's
break.
True. And that's what I respect.
Ain't trying to
that's
do
what I respect.
And we're not giving you no break.
Exactly.
Man,
like,
just go pay the little few $100, get your LLC. You see what I'm saying? It is what it is. Get you that fucking tax identification.
Tax write-off is a mother, okay? And before you, if you ain't got the couple $100 to go get an LLC, use your Social Security number until you do, honey. Go and do what you got to do. Stop trying to walk around with cash in your pocket to show people you got some. Swipe your card so you can actually monitor all your write-offs at the end of the year. You know, you can get a 12-month statement history and calculate your own write-offs and take them in there. You got to be smart about what it is that you're doing.
I mean, hold up. Yeah, LLC is your Social Security number or your business Social Security number. It's your tax identification.
The business, but you can use your own social until you get one.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to get the same benefits, though. You still need the fucking LLC, regardless of the fact.
But
the LLC
they just start
is the
out.
Tax
they just
identification
start out,
number.
So
you see what I'm
they
saying?
Just start not. So they just start not. Do what you got to do till you can't get it. That was my point.
That's what's up.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Don't
take that fucking money from your tax refund and buy that bitch.
Invest in, you know, invest in a business, man. You know, find a passion and put it out there and take ownership. So, you know, that's definitely
and stay consistent.
Definitely some good advice.
Because it takes 2 years. It takes two years. 2 years to start seeing any type of profit. And what I mean by that is you're going to probably make some sales before those 2 years up, but think about all the money that you got to put into this business to make it go. It's still not going
to
be profit.
You
you're making money
glad.
For the first 2 years, you got to stick it right back into your business. You have to understand business logic. So it takes time, and it takes consistency, and it takes money to actually run a successful business. So that's all I'm saying in reference to that.
Now, another topic. So shout out to Robert Kraft. And so this is why I'm giving him a shout out. So for the people. Yeah, Robert Kraft is the owner of the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tom Brady. They won the Super Bowl. So it just recently, a couple days ago, Robert Kraft got caught up in a ring, and supposedly he was soliciting for prostitution. Now here's my 2 cents that I'm gonna add to this topic, and the reason why I said big ups to Robert Kraft. So if you've been following this story a little bit, and you know Meek Mill's been making a lot of headlines with reform. You know, he got locked up, kind of for some bullshit. You know, he got way too much time. He was popping a willy, and he supposedly violated his probation. And he had to do 2 to 3 years. So some prominent businessmen really got behind it, and you know, they was able to get it overturned, and he was able to get released. And one of the prominent people is Robert Kraft. You've been following Robert Kraft. You know, I think he was at a Celtics game one time. He was chilling with Meek Mill, chilling with Gucci Mane. I think kind of Robert Kraft is in his second childhood. You know, rest in peace to his wife. I think his wife passed a few years back. So, you know, he's living his best life. His Super Bowl, you know, his team is successful. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, and at the Super Bowl party, it was a couple memes that came out. Cardi B, she was performing. And this is one, it was on Instagram and stuff like that and Twitter, but this is one part at this party where, you know, my man Robert Kraft, he had his like little velour sweatsuit on or whatever, he was chilling. And, you know, next to Meek Mill and Cardi B was performing her song or whatever. And Meek Mill was like, yo, go dance with us. So he came out there, you know, he can't dance, but, you know, he did a little two-step. And then the last thing I'm going to say, and then, you know, caught up in the hype, you know, shout out to Meek Mill. I really like that Championships album, and it just went hand in hand with the whole Patriots season because they won a championship. And then Meek Mill was inspired to call the album Championships because the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. But he was in jail, couldn't even, you know, he's from Philly, he couldn't even really, celebrate. So anyway, long story short, he gave Robert Kraft a Championships medallion, you know, blinged out, you know what I'm saying, diamonds and everything on it. And Robert Kraft really seems to be thankful for it. You know, he did a couple of interviews showing that people asked him, oh, what that mean? So my whole point that I'm trying to make is Robert Kraft, it seems like, was empowering Meek Mill, Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, kind of like
black people.
And now I'm sure Robert Kraft then probably got caught up. You know, he probably didn't, you know, who hasn't paid? I'm just saying, prostitution is
stay your
is
stupid
oldest.
Ass out of them Asian ass massage parlors getting caught,
yeah.
Motherfucker. Like,
no,
if you want to go to a massage parlor, get a little happy in and then slap yourself. You got enough money to have that hoe come to you.
Facts. But what I'm trying to say is this.
What he's
to
saying
me,
is that once
he
started empowering black people,
yeah,
and pushing behind,
exactly,
black people, then all of a sudden they want to make him look bad because you're a traitor,
exactly,
now. You're empowering,
yes,
other people. They're sending a message to their people. Don't get too caught up with those people. That's what he's saying.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
that's
Kaepernick still ain't got a job, nigga. It is what it is. Motherfucker won't try to read too much into the shit. Oh, he wore me down and all this other bullshit.
Because
you got caught in a prostitution ring.
Okay, but yeah,
he ain't the only one
to slow down his shot. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you mean to tell me
this is long?
That makes him that much more intimate.
Yeah. So I just think
wrong
to that. So shout out to Robert Kraft, man. Like, I'm supporting it. I think it's just some bullshit. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it is some BS. Because I guess what all of them do it. That's the thing. All
of
them
do
it. So here's a little catch about your senators and things like that in D.C.
They all do that.
You know what I'm saying? All of them do it. You just don't get caught up. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The Secret Service.
Whenever they have a convention, a Republican convention, Democratic convention.
They can't talk. It ain't even got to be a convention, okay? It can be just that the house is in, period. Whenever they are doing work at that White House, it is busy. Listen, when you go to D.C. to work, they know everybody in D.C. If you piss somebody off in D.C., they're going to run you out of D.C. If you work in D.C., they know who you are. period. The Secret Service come to your room and sweep your room, okay? They sweep your room. They make you turn your cell phone off and put your cell phone in the drawer. Hold on. They make you put your cell phone in the drawer, turn it off, do everything, that, you, and then you're going to see whoever it is that you're going to see, and then you're going on about your business. Like, this is nothing new, but it's way more powerful than the regular person would be able to understand. So this was just a little shimmy to shake him up and make him look like,
yeah,
oh,
threw,
you know, dude,
threw,
you,
threw,
like,
threw
it, it's shimmy, always,
you know,
something.
That's what it was. Plus, you know, he was on board. I think they asked him some questions, like when Puff was in serious discussions to try to buy the Carolina Panthers, he was in support of it. So I'm just trying to say, it seems to be that he's going against the agenda, and it was just a little wake-up call for him. So that's that. In other news, too, shout-out to Offset. I'm feeling a new album. Like, Atlanta is winning right now as far as the music. Shout-out to all. There's two albums I'm really bumping right now. The first one I'm going to talk about is Offset. It's called Father of Four. And, you know, anybody out there who follows music or whatever, Offset is in the trio Migos, very popular group, trap music out of Atlanta. But this music, and then he's the last one to drop the solo album because, you know, Quavo came out first and then Takeoff and now Offset. Offset seems to be the most popular now because, you know, his relationship with Cardi B, you know, they had a little baby like last year. But anyway, got a chance to just vibe to the album. It's interesting, you know what I'm saying? And he calls the Father Four. He's talking about, you know, some of his personal stuff. You know, it's not all just, you know, party music. He's talking about, you know, the four kids that he has in a different situation with the baby mothers and stuff like that. And another thing I like about the album, too, if you get a chance to look at the background, it's an Egyptian background, which is really very deep. I love how, you know, cats out here is really connecting to a higher culture. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. And then and he's got all type of cameos, you know what I'm saying? 21 Savage is on there, Gucci Mane. But he's got one cameo that I'm really feeling, another dude from Atlanta, up-and-coming dude, Gunna. Yo, Gunna right now, Gunna Lil Baby is killing it right now, and especially Gunna, man, because Gunna, you know, he's on the YSL label, which is Young Stoner Life, I guess. I think that's Young Thug label out of ATL. And I just like the way he's up there, so shout-out to that. Gunna, I think it's called I recommend it called Drip or Drown 2. It's wavy. So shout out to that. Definitely feeling that. And then a couple last things in the world famous chop I'm going to touch on. Shout out to Zion Williamson. And for the people out there who not hip to him, he's a basketball player out of Duke. He had a big game with North Carolina. And this dude is so powerful. My man broke his shoe. You know what I'm saying? In like the first 30 seconds of the game. It was a big time game. North Carolina, Duke, that's always a big college game. It was so big. Obama was even there at the front row, whatever. 30 seconds into the game, he was wearing a Paul George Nike, whatever it was called. But he just literally busted out his shoe 30 seconds into the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big controversy to see if he's going to, you know, continue to play or if he's going to sit out, you know, because he is going to be the number one draft pick. I believe he's going to come to the New York Knicks. I think they're going to rig it so he can come to the New York Knicks because it would just be better for business for New York to finally get good again. Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets, who's actually starting to come up and play some good basketball. So that's that in the sports. And then last but not least, we got the which I'm not supporting, but I want to say shout out to Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart taught the Oscars a lesson. The Oscars is on right now as we speak, if you're listening live on Sunday night, and they have no hosts. And big ups to Kevin Hart. He didn't bow down. They was telling him, like, oh, it's a privilege for you to host the Oscars, but for you to host it, we need you to apologize to all the gays for, like, racial slurs you said and some jokes on your Twitter. So basically he was just like, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but I'm not going to just all out apologize just to – you know, host your award show. It was,
and
he did
apologize two, three times before that.
Yeah,
so, right.
He said in the past,
they gonna get enough of playing with people intelligence about these gay folks, right? Listen,
yeah,
if you gay,
exactly.
You gay. Live in your moment.
True.
Stop trying to make people deal with you, okay? Stop trying to make people like you. Everybody's not going to like you, it's okay. Everybody's not going to like big girls, it's okay.
Don't push your lifestyle.
Everybody's not
going to
like black girls, it's okay. We have to deal with so much in this life that it's okay. But gay people are no exemption. So I love you guys, boo-boo. But y'all got to stop trying to stop somebody back, because y'all going to make it bad for y'all being so dramatic. Y'all going to make it bad, boo-boo. Now the Oscars didn't have a host, and that taught them a lesson this year. And I can assure you that it won't be like that next year, because everybody else that they went to the host the Oscars declined. Okay, they declined because Kevin Hart declined, because they sick of and tired of going through all of this stuff. Listen,
long
as you love yourself, it doesn't matter who you like, it doesn't matter who you're sleeping with, whether it's man or woman or whatever the case may be. Love yourself, and that's all that matters. This society is so caught up into what people got to say about you and who don't like who. And, oh, my God, listen, that's what blogs is for. They don't like nobody on the blogs, okay? So if you ain't real and Jada Smith, honey, hang it up. Or Obama and Michelle, hang it up. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
Exactly.
But, you know, you're going to make it back. Y'all just got the rights that y'all got. Like, don't lose them.
Yeah.
And don't lose him.
He just said he's not hosting it no more. He don't want to talk about it. And I said, he moved on. And I respect him for that. But shout out to this, you know,
right. Shout out to Kevin Hart.
Shout out to him. But shout out to Regina King. She did win an Oscar for, I guess it was called If Bill Street Could Talk. It's based on the James novel. James Baldwin novel. But you know what? To me, the Oscars. Real quick, I just want to say this. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but to me, the Oscars is always a popularity contest, and they always pushing some hidden agenda. You know what I'm saying? Where it's some gay shit like Moonlight winning, or some slave shit, some new slave movie, or The Help, and that shit just always pisses me off. But, you know, big ups to Regina King for winning that. I was saying she should have won a damn Oscar for supporting actress when she was in Paul and Jesse.
Yeah,
you know,
Regina King has been on fire this year. She's been winning awards.
She's a great actress. I mean, she's been doing her thing since 227 back in the mid-80s. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. And then shout out to Black Panther. Black Panther's killing it as far as winning all the awards, as far as wardrobe and, you know, all the technical awards. Black Panther's really doing their thing, winning some key awards and
Name. She's a white actress. I've seen her on social media. She was killing it. I forgot her name. I'll remember. I'll go look it up and I'll bring her up. White actress. She was killing it. She was killing the carpet. She was killing everything. I was
They
know people out there, and some not so much. But some doing too much. But we'll talk about that next week after everybody watch it, so we can, you know, hone in.
We can recap a little bit more.
Yeah, y'all tell me that.
Listen, check this out. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, and follow me on Facebook. If you've seen the listing, if you've seen the promo for the show, I put my Facebook on there. My Facebook is now wide open. I took the block off. I'm like, there's no reason for me to have my page private. I'm not doing that crazy. You know, those days are over. I ain't talking shit about nobody, so I ain't got no reason for nobody to flag my post. And if you do, then I'll just lock the page back down. So, you know, whatever you want to do. But anyways, follow me on Facebook, Shonda Mack, Shawndamac. It's a couple of those names there, so just make sure you find my profile picture, and you'll see something about the Blog Talk Radio Show in the bio, and you'll know that it's me. On Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, and on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. So that's mine. Go ahead.
Let me run it down. So, you know, as always, let me do some house cleaning. Commercial promotion is always available. You know what I'm saying? Just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or script. And if you would like to be a guest, a feature on.
Now, let me say something. When he say commercials, like, we've had some that we had to turn down. Like, even though there's light cussing and stuff like that, you know, we mark the show rated R just for that reason, because of the topics and the curse words and stuff like that. You got to have a good commercial. Like, we not about to put no commercial up talking about you pimping, okay? We not finna solicit for you. We can't do that. We not finna put no commercial up bootlegging. You know, like, come on, it's only put it out. We not doing it for major companies. We're a worldwide show. So, you know, we do give shout outs and stuff like that, but like make sure that the commercial is appropriate because ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, and then also too, you know, check me on my social media outlets. Definitely check me out. I like Throb on Twitter. That's probably my favorite. So, you know, the handle is always the same, and that's Mobins, spelled M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Talk to me. I talk back. I just try to keep it positive, man, positive vibes, positive waves. And then also, too, my Instagram, man. I'm really loving my Instagram, man. I'm really trying to teach a little something, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to just follow me, see what I'm talking about, see what I'm into, check out my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? You can see what I look like, put the somewhat face with the voice. So Instagram is the same. That's going to be M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And I might be making a return to Facebook, but it's just for business purposes. You know, I think I'm going to, you know, maybe promoting a show on there and, you know, getting our real estate together. You know, so I might. I've been messing, you know, I had to put Facebook on timeout for some months, but I might get back into it. But if I do return to Facebook, just know it's going to be all about business. And I just probably have my full government, which is M-O-R-R-I-S, Benz. So, yo, that's it. That's it. And Smooth, what's up, man? What you want
to talk
about,
a government.
Man?
I never knew your government until now, Mo. Oh,
they
slipped.
Oh,
what
the fuck? Oh,
my God. Yeah, that's the government.
You're telling me no.
You know what I'm saying?
You so
stupid. You know?
And Smooth, tell them where to follow you at. No, I'm just joking.
No, right, Smooth?
Well, if I catch you following me, you're going to jail.
Even if it's a fake page, Smooth, come on, you got to just put something out there,
if
man.
If I catch you following me, you're going to jail. Stalking is illegal.
We're going to start a page for Smooth. Smooth the Hustler.
Oh, no, you know
yeah,
you're
Yeah, we got.
Smooth
Hustler. Gonna be empty.
Real talk with Smooth the Hustler, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, I got too much money on the hook for y'all motherfuckers to fuck up my money. Fuck, I look. And don't let the language fool you. There's a lot of zeros behind my name. No, bitch.
I got it. It's all good, man. Keep the alias. So, yeah, man, this is how we do. Oh, also, too, you know, check for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, always check for the retweet right after the show. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put somebody on to the show, if you want to see the show again, it's going to be on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to put that out there. Tell a friend to tell a friend. All going to listen. And Blog Talk Radio, man. That's it, man. Like, that's what we do, man. Hey, Sunday, we chop it up with the folks.
Right. So, salute to all the new listeners, all the new downloads. You guys are amazing. You guys completely rock. Man, I'm rocking with y'all. We rocking with y'all. We appreciate you guys for tuning in every week. We appreciate you guys that are going back into the archives, listening to shows. You guys are living it up. You guys are doing numbers right now. Make sure you tune in to the commercials. Because you never know. You never know what you might find out of here. So it's okay. Just leave a commercial running and go get you some water or something. And then come on back and tune in and let's do what we do. So next week, I'm thinking, what do you guys think the topic should be? So pick something juicy. That's what y'all need to start doing. Like we're going to talk about the next week's topic. We're going to try to talk about the next week's topic or at least put it out there. So what y'all think the show should be about next week?
Getting tied down to a chair and have five bitches suck your dick.
You know, you still
don't ask me if you don't want to hear my
you
opinion.
Nah, hey, you on that.
Fuck. Nigga, I'm still a little halfway about that.
He was supposed to call in tonight. I guess he's been in the studio.
I hope I don't hear from
so
him again. I'm a jealous. I'm a scoring black man.
I gotta think on the floor, ladies, gentlemen,
get stronger. Do the right thing for your situation, and don't let sex cloud your vision. Cause it can, but you can be stronger than sex, and don't let it cloud your vision and get to where you need to be at. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know, you cannot have sex and still not be lonely. Cause I'm far from lonely. So you know, understand, you know, your value, your purpose, and stay strong until you see the change that you need to see. Man, your body is more important than anything else that you have going on. So, you know, just be wise.
If you don't want sex to cloud your vision, don't let me in the pussy. Simple as that.
They can't even find you because you ain't got no social media. So, you know,
exactly.
It's okay.
But they know what happened.
They don't know nothing. They don't even know how to find you.
Motherfucker, take the pants off and scrub like just start showing up in the air. Yeah, finally.
You know what?
Yeah. Get the TV. Hey, shit, I was just a. I'm a caller.
Oh my God.
I can say what I want.
Last week it was Mo, this week is you. Oh my God. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Mo, hey, that man is a happily married man. You remember how he said that shit?
I'm a happily married guy today. I'm a happily married man.
Before I say anything, I'm a happily married man.
Yeah. I'm a happily married man.
Yo, Chad is real.
You know what I'm saying? That's my hashtag. I'm a happily married man.
Hashtag happily married man. Good night, America. Good night, world. How about that?
Next week. All right, y'all. Peace. Everybody be safe next week.
See you next week.